Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, naririto na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Verds, Bumabati sa inyo ng isang mainit na hapon.
Yes.
Talaga pong tag-init na napilitan akong mag-aircon kasi sobrang init sa kotse. But bakit ba tayo aangal? Mabuti pa nga yung mainit kaysa malamig eh.
Oh, at saka yeah. Sa bagyo. Ano?
Oh, at walang bagyo. Maganda ang panahon, yes. Maganda ang hangin. Mm-hmm. And at least hindi ako binunutan ng ipin or ngayon. Ayan, nagpupugay po si Tita Verge at ang aking mga kasama ngayong hapon. Walang iba kung hindi sila Manang Trini at si Tekno Joe.
Yes. Ayan, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Lalo na sa mga ating tagapakinig, maraming salamat sa walang sawa ninyong pagsubaybay sa ating Samutsari Cultural Community Radio Program. Sabi nga ni Tita Verge, ako si Manang Trini, Ubisaya Born and Breed Radio Broadcasting Volunteer. Yan, marami po kaming inihanda sa inyo na sana ay ikakatuwa ninyo. Last week, sabi natin na we should celebrate the essence of Valentine's Day every day, not mm-hmm. just the 14th of Feb. At sabi nga ni Tita Verge, maraming Valentine, so we have to celebrate it all the year through. So dahil po dyan, ipapatuloy natin ang ating Lovers Weekend celebration through our love songs na aming ibibigay sa inyo maya-maya po lamang throughout the afternoon. Ayan, kamusta na Tikno Joe?
Hello, hello to everyone who is listening and watching right now. Mabuti po, I missed you last week.
Oh, we miss you.
We missed you. Oh, I know. Pero never mind. Day never off mind, mo yun. Sanction June.
Yes.
It's fine. And I'm sure maraming akong na-miss last week. But anyhow, I know that kinaya niyan dalawa. Wala lang tayong live stream last mm-hmm. week.
Wala kaming mm-hmm. Wala kaming break. Tuloy-tuloy. Ang dami ko kasi nilagay sa ano natin sa items, but it's all worth it kasi
worth it kasi walang makapasok na music namin.
That's fine.
Puro interesting. So, kumusta Jo? Okay naman.
Okay naman po, mainit na hapon sa inyo.
Yes. Napakaganda talaga ng araw ngayon. And I think the whole weekend really, isn't it?
Tama ka dyan. At yes. least level 2 na tayo. Yun ang maganda.
Yun ang maganda sa totoo lang. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kasi nag-level 3 tayo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So yun. Hopefully walang additional case, sabi nga ganun.
Hopefully nga wala. Kasi yung mga naunang cases, mukha namang paggaling na, kumbaga. So hopefully wala nang sumunod pa kasi yan. Kawawa naman tayo kung babalik na naman tayo ng level 3.
So ano bang mga kaganapan sa iyo ngayong linggon to, Tita Verge?
Teka muna
at batiin mo muna ang ating mga viewers dyan.
Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan? Iinggitin ko kayo, ang tanghalian ko ay arroz caldo.
Wow, mainit na mas mainit pa.
Arroz caldong chicken. At ang pinakamaganda niyan, yun ang nakapagpawala ng attention ko sa gagawin sa ipin ko. Dahil na-direct yung aking attention sa wow, ang sarap ng arroz caldo.
At saan mo naman yan nakuha, Tita?
Doon sa mag-asawang dentista ng mga kaibigan ko. Kasama sa isang grupo sa South Auckland. Napakabait ng mag-asawa. Ang dami kong premyo. Yun ay suhol para talagang mag-desider akong ipagawa ko ng ipin ko. Kasi isang linggo na sumasakit eh. Ang hirap-hirap. Pero ayaw ko talaga sa puti. With no offense, gusto ko talaga Pilipino. Kaya, tiyempo, naghanap ako ng Pilipinas. Dahil hindi ako makauwi ng, naghanap ako ng Pilipino dahil hindi ako makauwi ng Pilipinas. And, tiyempo, mag-asawa pa ang nakita ko. Ay, ang galing-galing.
Ayan, patiin mo sila ngayon.
Kumusta kayo dyan, mga dentistang mga mahal ko na dahil nga sa arroz caldo, ay hindi ko na isip na sasakit ito or whatever. And talagang alam nila kasi yung problema ko, kaya inunti-unti nila ako. Pagbalik ko sa susunod, may gagawin na. Okay. And then after that, saka pa yung kailangan daw mayroong jacket. Ano man jacket ba yun?
Crown?
Crown. Pero ang positive na healthy pa ang mga nerves ko.
Which is good.
Okay pa ang mga ipin ko. Yun lang talagang sumasakit na, ay naku, talagang hindi ako makatulog sa sakit kahit uminom na ako ng paracetamol.
So, hindi root canal yan?
Hindi, hindi, hindi root canal. Yun ang tinatakot ko eh. Kaya nga, kasi, inabot na isang linggo eh. Narinig ko na yun, masakit yun.
Masakit
kaya,
yun.
Ayan, so thank you very much, Jimmy and Gigi, at sa pagkasarap-sarap na arroz caldo. And thank you very much, Abby and Jomai, for bringing me to the fold of this, of you two families. Masaya ako.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. It's good to know that we have a couple, dentist couple na Filipino, couple Filipino natin. Mm-hmm. Ano pa ba kundi we have to patronize our own.
Of
diba?
Course.
Tama, tama.
Tama naman yan. Saan naman sila nag-clinic, tita?
Right? Yun lang, magtatayo na sila ng sarili nilang clinic. Hindi ko lang alam kung kailan.
Oh, okay.
Pinipilit ko sila
so currently with some some dental place. Okay, okay. Right.
Mabuhay ang mga dentista.
Correct. Pinoy. Oo.
Yes,
kasi iba talaga with no favoritism dahil mga Pinoy tayo. Iba kasi ang Pinoy, una-una kampante ka na dahil kababayan mo. Pwede ka magsabing tigil muna, masakit eh.
Uh-oh.
Sa puti hindi mo pwedeng sabihin 'yon. Kahit na nagkakandahulog ka na sa upuan eh, sa dental chair eh, talaga tuloy-tuloy pa kung binabari na ka diyan eh. Ganun. Eh sa Pinoy i-condition muna yung ano mo. Kasi nasa psyche ka rin nila eh. Mga doktor din kasi yung mga yan eh. Doktor,
ay, doktor
ng,
naman talaga.
Yun, so isa-psyche ka muna kung anong klase ka.
Yeah.
And yun. And then yun, ini-explain sa iyo anong sitwasyon, correct, anong dapat gawin. Ito ang suggestion, alin dapat ito kailangan gawin. Sa hindi pa ngayon. Pero sa ngayon, i-condition muna lahat. Ng, yung ganun ba? So, kampante ka at kababayan mo yung gumagawa sa iyo.
Yes.
Pangalawa, eh talagang nandoon ang expertise at nandoon ang duty of care.
Yes.
Yun yun.
Kaya values ng Filipino talaga.
Oo. Kaya talaga. Hindi ko naramdaman yung takot. Pag with no offense, pagpunta ako sa dentist ng puti, kahit na magpapapasta lang o hihingi lang ng gamot sa whatever, sakit ng ipin or what, papunta pa lang, nag-aatras abante na ako eh. Oo. Oh. Ay kanina eh, lalo na pag sinabing kakain tayo, tita kumakain kayo ng arroz caldo, eh, sabi ko eh, siyempre pa, inaaya pa nga ako sa Natasha eh. Ay, Natalia, rather. Sabi ko hindi na, arroz caldo na lang.
At saka sa Goto guys. Ayan, shout out sa ating mga...
Sa ating mga Goto guys dyan. Meron na naman tayong malaking event, sigurado na dadalhin ko kayo dyan. Hindi kayo makakaligtas. Dahil ako mismong magbibigay sa inyo ng correct address.
Naligaw
kasi sila ng December
20. Ayan. Mag-shout out ka tita kay Abby Vivendel. Masarap daw talaga ang arroz caldo.
Oo.
Ayan.
Hindi. Ang nagluto ng arroz caldo ay si Jimmy at si Gigi.
Oo. Pero nanunod si Abby Vivendel. Mag-shout out ka sa kanya.
Hi, Abby.
Comment siya.
Oo. Paki-forward mo ang ano natin, ang senyalis natin para makapakinig din si Jimmy at si Gigi.
Yeah.
And siyempre pa si Jomai. Nako, akala ko pa nga naman yung share ni Jomai mapupunta sa akin eh. Kasi, hindi, kasi allergic daw siya sa shrimp.
Okay.
Eh mabuti na lang at hindi naman pala nilagyan ng shrimp o ng patis. So chicken lang and chicken na yung ano pampasarap.
Yes.
Ayan. So nakakain din siya. Naunsyami ang isang bowl ko pa. Pero nakadalawang bowl ako.
Oo, di ba sa Goto guys nga dita, ubus natin yung isang serving.
Isang serving ang laki-laki and then hindi pa, may iba pa tayong mga in-order. Plus may mga inuwi pa tayo.
Tama.
Ginugutom po kayo ng mga...
Masarap talaga ang pagkain
Pinoy. Na mga ladies natin.
Di ba ang pagkain Pinoy?
Just going back sa ano daw, sa kapwa natin Filipino na mga doctors, mga ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Ano kasi, kaya tayo kampante, sabi mo nga Tita Virgin, no offense sa mga puti, kasi ang language barrier na tatanggal na. Which is, you know, to the credit of all doctors naman, whatever race tayo, they have taken oath of care naman talaga to every single human being, you know, preserve life and all of that. So kaya kampante tayo talaga sa kapwa natin, and that goes with all the races anyway, Tita Virgin.
Kasama kasi ang kultura talaga.
And of course ang ano natin, panatak ang loob natin kasi alam natin na they have the same values as us, so is always a good thing. Diba?
Kaya ako hanggang ngayon ang ganda-ganda ng feeling ko dahil kahit pa alam ko na Oh, firstly, hindi ako magro-root canal. Ayun ang tinatakot ko eh. Secondly, yung gagawin ako ng ano nga yung jacket?
Crown.
Eh, hindi pa naman sa susunod na linggo. Sa after pa. Yung sa susunod na linggo, ikukondisyon lahat ng gums ko, etc. What a perfect solution. Diba? Para hindi na lumala kung ano pa.
Uh-uh.
And mapapangalagaan ko.
Yes.
Toothbrush ako ng umaga, toothbrush ako ng hapon, and meron pa akong ano, libreng pang toothbrush at pang libreng toothbrush at pang mumog dahil dun sa ano ko, sa acidic pala ang bibig ko. Akala ko ang acidic yan lang.
Okay. Yeah, kasi acid kasi kinakain talaga yung ipin natin. We have to rinse it out every time na even, you know, kung ano man ang kinakain natin.
Pero ang pinakang maganda dun ay yung peace of mind mo na healthy pa rin yung gums mo, healthy yung iba pang mga ipin mo, and wala pa naman dapat tanggalin at wala namang malalaglag.
Good on you, Tita Virg.
I'm very happy.
We'll be so lucky to have the same kind of healthy gums, when we get to your standard
treatment as well. Prepare ka sa treatment. Yeah. So maraming salamat uli, Jimmy and Gigi. Isipin mo ka, spoiled ko, dalawa pa yung nag-attender sa akin.
Yes.
Special ka kasi, tita.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dahil special daw ay
with
meron...
no offense, special ka, Tita Virg.
Special pa rin ang ating iahandog na mga kanta ngayon.
Yes.
So, ito.
Sige daw, Jo.
Dahil may post-Valentine's pa rin.
Oo.
Diba? So, take it away, tita, for your music in the radio.
So, this is music on the airwaves, and Joe will play a special music also through our Facebook friends. Hello po.
This is the Tagalog version of Valentine.
Wow.
Sige.
Ay, lalo akong gaganahan yan. Pero hindi ako naghahanap ng Valentine ko.
Just for the benefit of the airwaves, of course. Ang unang kanta natin na ihandog namin sa inyo is You Made Me Live Again by Janet Basco. And of course, Joe have something different online. Anong sa iyo, Joe?
Valentine.
In Tagalog.
Wow.
Sino naman may kanta niyan?
Si Rosel Nava.
Ayan, enjoy po kayo. And here we go. Janet Basco. I was lost in the dark. Ayan, yan po si Janet Basco, ang ating You Made Me Live Again.
At ang kay Rosel Nava.
At ang kay Rosel Nava. Yan po. At tayo dadako na po sa ating Oakland or local news. I'll find it soon. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay. COVID-19. Vaccinated border staff say they were thinking of families, communities when getting coronavirus jab. And this is from News Hub this morning. On Saturday, about 70 jet park workers were the first in the government's plan to vaccinate 12,000 managed isolation quarantine or MIQ and border workers in the next few days. The second border worker to get a jab, Jet Park Operations Manager Drew Liafa, said from the moment he woke up, the day felt different. There was different vibe at work, a sense that something special was happening. Talaga. It's a milestone for New Zealand and for our quarantine sites and MIQ. Watching everyone around, just seeing this whole vibe, I was just focusing on this special occasion, he said. The first three workers to be vaccinated said there was more at play than their own jab in the arm. All were thinking of their families and their communities. Nearly everyone who tests positive for COVID-19 is sent to the jet park, with Liafa saying they operate at alert level 4 in their everyday lives, worried about passing the coronavirus on. Liafa had given up rugby and was often more nervous in a relaxed community setting than in the super-controlled environment of the jet park. He took hand sanitizer everywhere and his left nostril had been violated 44 times from the constant testing, he said. Health admin worker Lorna Masoi, who was third in line yesterday, said most worried more about their families than themselves. It's a big thing for us working at the facility, but it's a greater deal for us to serve our nation.
Great.
And the first to get vaccinated, Lynette Faiva, said she had strict protocols for when she got home, having a shower before she even hugged her family. It had been an honor and a privilege to be first to get the jab, she said. The co-chair of the COVID-19 Immunization Implementation Advisory Group, Tipoya Winiata, said she shed tears on Friday as she cavalcade of vans arrived carrying the vaccine to the jet park. She became emotional again as she recalled texting colleagues in Wellington, "The eagle has landed." That's just like a Secret Service code text. The next challenge was to capture the funnel and the bubbles of the border workers and then the rest of the community, she said. Nurse and vaccinator Tracy Peterson acknowledged there was some vaccine hesitancy in the community and wanted to work to give people a good experience so the word would spread. She had been vaccinated on Friday. "I wouldn't have got it if I didn't think it was safe. I actually got it for my mukupuna and my whānau," she said. Despite having their injections, with a second one due in 3 weeks, the workers would still have to keep up all their strict infection prevention work. That was because it was not yet known whether the vaccine stopped transmission of the virus or simply protected those who had it. However, the latest overseas data suggested it was, at the very least, cutting the rates of transmission.
Fantastic.
And that is our local news. Ayan.
Yeah. Anong feeling niyo ba pagka na-vaccine? Ayan. May halong excitement at saka
Hesitation.
Diba?
Which is understandable kasi it is an unknown territory, diba?
Exactly.
I mean, people, the experts are still, there are still a lot of ongoing research about this unseen enemy, diba? Hindi natin nakikita ang enemy natin. And of course, this MIQ staff and the border staff they are actually the modern day heroes of humanity.
Exactly. Oh, totoo yan.
If you think about it, really.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I saw news today that they are also trying to raise the wage for the cleaners of the facilities of the MIQ hotels.
Dapat lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Very good step yan.
Kasi ano, syempre, hindi lang naman ang mga nurses. Lahat ng mga nasa hotel
yeah.
staff.
Mm-hmm. And I should think, because you remember when we were on lockdown 4, the supermarkets were actually giving allowances to those checkout operators that's
yes.
keeping work, you know,
yeah.
to provide essentials to the community or to New Zealanders.
Mm-hmm.
So the supermarket bosses give, you know, extra wage to those compensation. And I think that's just very...
appreciation of their devotion
correct.
To the job.
And also, they're not really asking for much. And because you are at MIQ... your normal daily cleaning has actually hundredfold.
Yeah, that's
diba?
Right.
Mm-mm. So that means for them, mas madami silang sabon bibilhin ngayon, mas madami silang towels na bibilhin sa bahay, mas madami silang shampoo na, you know, that's just two simple things.
Mm.
Maybe silly things for people to think about, but that is actually reality.
Yes.
You know, ilang shower sila, yung water bill nila tumataas, obviously. That's just natural.
Mm. And besides, yung pag-travel lang nila, going to their... place, diba? Isa din yun na ano.
So, and that, of course, the cost, ano, sa pag-travel. Mind you, the traveling to and fro from work, you've got to do that anyway, regardless whether MIQ or wala. Right? Pero yung mga extra stuff na stuff that we have to do to protect the community, to protect New Zealanders, or you know, ultimately humankind sa earth. You know? So it's just really, the living wage they're not even on living wage apparently. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's just
parang ano yang yata yung minimum lang nakukuha nila.
Yeah.
Which is like 18,
19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
some, I think they're 20, isn't it 20 now, the minimum wage? Something like
Deepa.
That?
Hindi pa
ba? 18.90, I think.
So, you know. Mm.
So, kailangan pa rin talagang i-push yan ng mga unions. Mm. And I think the government is looking into it. So, ayan. So, thank you for the vaccine. Ayan, mabuhay ang mga... nagdala dito.
And maraming salamat sa inyo lahat.
Maraming salamat sa ano. At dadako tayo ngayon sa public service news.
Yes.
Latest COVID update. Ayan. We still are in alert level 2 in Auckland and the rest of New Zealand stays in level 1. So, these are just some reminders for Aucklanders at alert level 2. So, the disease is contained but the risk of the community transmission remains. So, risk assessment, limited community transmission could be occurring and active clusters in more than one region. The range of measures that can be applied locally or nationally. People can connect with friends and family and socialize in groups of up to 100 and go shopping or travel domestically if following public health guidance. Mm-hmm. Keep physical distancing of 2 meters from people you do not know when out in public or in retail stores. Keep 1 meter physical distancing in controlled environments like workplaces where practicable. no more than 100 people at gatherings, including weddings, birthdays, and funerals, and tangihanga. Businesses can open to the public if following public health guidance, including physical distancing and record keeping. Alternative ways of working encouraged where possible. Hospitality businesses legally must keep groups of customers separated, seated, and served by a single person, maximum of 100 people at a time. Sport and recreation activities are allowed, subject to conditions on gatherings, record keeping, and physical distancing where practical. Public venues such as museums, libraries, and pools can open if they comply with public health measures and ensure 1 meter physical distancing and record keeping. Event facilities, including cinemas, stadiums, concert venues, and casinos, can have more than 100 at a time, provided that there are no more than 100 in a defined space and the groups so do not mix. Health and disability care services operate as normally as possible. It is safe to send your children to schools, early learning services, and tertiary education. There will be appropriate measures in place. People at higher risk of or severe illness from COVID-19, such as those with underlying medical conditions, especially if not well-controlled, and seniors, are encouraged to take additional precautions when leaving home. They may work if they agree with their employer that they can do so safely. Face coverings required on public transport and aircraft, but not inter-island ferries. School buses and children under 12 are exempt, along with passengers in taxis or rideshare services and people with disabilities or mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. Iyan po ang ating alert level to reminders to all our listeners
until further notice.
But mm-hmm. you know, it's just very interesting nitong level, nag-level 2 sa trains. The Auckland Transport provides Tricourage train in the morning. And, you know, there are students and they are working, going to the city. And we are like jam-packed. And there's no physical distancing. So the thing is, we all wear masks, but hopefully there will come a time that, you know, they will provide more space, for our travelers who's using the public transport. And there are still additional reminders. Take it away, Trini.
Data Verge, yes.
Data Verge.
Ito po ang ating added public service reminders. If you're sick, if you have cold, flu, or COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and call your doctor or health line on 0800-358-5453 for advice about getting tested. By getting a test, you're helping keep your community safe. Testing is always free for everyone. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, a fever of at least 38 degrees centigrade, shortness of breath, sore throat, sneezing and runny nose, temporary loss of smell. These symptoms do not necessarily mean you have COVID-19. The symptoms are similar to other illnesses that are much more common, such as colds and flu. Shortness of breath is a sign of possible pneumonia and requires immediate medical attention. Now, maintain good hygiene. Keep up good hand washing practices, using soap and water for at least 20 seconds and drying thoroughly. Cough and sneeze into your elbow and keep surfaces clean. Keep track of where you've been and who you've seen. Because at alert level one, there is still a risk of COVID-19 returning to the community. We are all encouraged to continue tracking where we've been and who we've seen to help with contact tracing, if required. Use the NSET COVID Trader app on public transport, in workplaces, and when visiting businesses and shops. We can also add manual entries for places we've been that do not have a QR code poster. Alternatively, we can keep your own diary with details of places we visited, the time we were there, and who we were with. Keep your distance. COVID-19 is contained at alert level 1, but it's still worthwhile to keep a safe distance from people you don't know while out and about. This will help to minimize the spread of COVID-19 if community transmission returns. Ayan po. Reminders yan. Huwag tayong makakalimot.
Ayan. Nag-COVID up, tracer up na ako kanina. Pagpasok dito. So, ayan. Kasi marami pa rin nakakalimot dyan eh.
Ako dahil, na minsan nakakalimot
Matagal na. Pero kung minsan, yung pag sa gasoline station dahil magkakarga ka, nakakalimutan mo.
Nagiging slack tayo, di ba? Pag ano, lalo na pag level 1 na, ano, tapos sabi natin, oh, you know, okay na. Kaya sa reminder na to, kahit level 1, we have to keep up with our tracer app talaga. And di ba may added Bluetooth na ngayon? You have to switch it on para at least it will record people that's got, you know, the Bluetooth also, that if they have COVID or something like that, and it will notify you. Which is always good, hindi ba? Ayan. So are we going to our second music for today? Ang sa akin dito sa Airwaves, Joe, is Para Lang Sayo by Isa Siguera.
Wow.
I'm not sure what you've got there. Again, this is in line with our Valentine's Padilla.
Yeah. We have Veni Saturnus kay Hirap Tumanda. Ayan.
Yes, very good.
Hirap bang tumanda? we can't stop that, can we?
Ladies, special request yan ni Tita dito.
Yeah.
Sa Airwaves. Ayan.
Walang mahirap dyan. It's just rolls on. Ayan. Okay. Enjoy po kayo. This is Isa Siguera, Para Lang Sayo. And of course, mahirap tumanda? Oo. Okay. Ayan.
Subalit na saktan ng puso, parang ayoko nang umibig pa muli. May takot na natarama na muli ay maranasan. Ayoko nang masaktan muli ang puso ko. Bye.
At narito po ang ating public advisory from the Philippine Embassy in Wellington about overseas voters' queries. The Philippine Embassy in Wellington informs all required overseas voters with queries or concerns about the status of their records that voters' ID and other similar matters, that they may contact the Commission on Elections or COMELEC through the Overseas Voters Concerns email address, which is ov.concerns@comelec.gov.ph. Uulitin ko po ang email address for your overseas voters queries. It's ov.concerns@comelec.gov.ph.
Yan. Kasi marami naman talagang sigurong mag-vote next year, election. Ano?
Oh, oh.
Kasi local and national yun eh.
Oh, oh.
Yan. So, yeah. So, kung may mga tanong lang po kayo, so that, sabi nga ni Tita Verge, just email directly sa ano, sa COMELEC.
Mm-hmm.
Ayaw ata ng embassy na will deal with that sorts of queries.
Fair enough.
Which is fair enough, absolutely. Oh, you can understand that. Ayan, at tayo dadako sa ating Philippine News. This is Samot Sari, Philippine News. DILG, nationwide MGCQ to streamline travel rules. Ayan, ito po ay from Philippine Star. The Department of the Interior and Local Government, DILG, is backing proposals to have the entire country placed under the most relaxed, modified General Community Quarantine, or MGCQ, saying it could harmonize regulations implemented by local government units. DILG spokesman Undersecretary Jonathan Malaya said further easing quarantine restrictions through MGCQ would address, among others, conflicting travel regulations in different provinces and localities. We need the regulations to be streamlined, and placing the country under the classification would help in the ongoing harmonization. We need to take a hard look if the regulations we impose are consistent and scientific data on prevention of COVID-19 transmission, Malaya said in a statement yesterday. He explained that there is a need to remove what he called redundancies and impose less stringent requirements for domestic tourist travel while managing health risks at the same time. He emphasized that the less restrictive quarantine classification would not mean abandoning health protocols, but simply streamlining regulations to revive the economy and bring back jobs. The DILG is already looking with the Union of Local Authorities of the Philippines, or ULAP, on streamlining regulations for domestic travel to encourage tourism and revive the sector as well as the nation's economy in general. Some 1.04 trillion in income has been lost since the imposition of March 2020 of enhanced community quarantine, the strictest lockdown. This roughly presented to 2.8 billion in salary lost, or an annual income loss of 23,000 per worker. The domestic airline industry has also asked the DILG to help since they have accumulated some 47.4 billion net income loss as of September last year. The DOH official in Central Visayas has said shifting the MGCQ should be accompanied by sufficient preparations as well as strict adherence to health protocols. We cannot always be scared and hide behind our fears. We in Visayas, we have been long
We have long been in MGCQ and we know that COVID-19 is here, so we learn to live with the virus. Mary Jean Loreche, spokesperson of DOH Central Visayas, said in an interview with the chiefs of Signal TV's One News. Central Visayas has been under MGCQ since September 2020 and the number of COVID cases there has been high. So it did not work, by the sounds. Recently, the Philippine Genome Center found two mutations of concerns in the 31 swab samples from the regions that were subjected to genome sequencing. These are the E484K and N501Y, associated with the South African and the United Kingdom variants of COVID-19. But the DOH underscored it is premature to link the increasing cases of COVID-19 in the region to the presence of the two mutations, and as investigations are still ongoing. Loreche said shifting the NGCQ is important to strengthen the healthcare capacity so that it can cope with a possible rise in cases. It is expected that cases will increase when NGCQ is in place. It is important to make sure that healthcare needs of those who will get sick and will need hospitalization will be met, she said. She also added the step-down facility or the isolation or in temporary treatment and monitoring facilities should also be strengthened to accommodate the mild and asymptomatic patients. There must also be a close collaboration between the healthcare and other stakeholders like the local government so the appropriate health protocols can be implemented, she maintained. Loreche said the public should also strictly comply with health protocols such as proper wearing of face masks, hand washing or sanitizing, physical distancing, among others. Also, COVID-19 is staying with us. Get ourselves vaccinated, she added. And that is from me. Over to you, Joe.
Ayan. Siyempre, nandito pa rin tayo sa Philippine News. Tungkol naman ito sa mga estudyante, ang pagbabalik daw ng face-to-face classes ay makakatulong sa mental health ng mga mag-aaral ayon sa Philippine Star. Ayan. So, makakatulong sa mental health ng mga estudyante ang ligtas na pagbubukas ng paaralan ayon kay Senator Sherwin Gatchalian. Ayan. Naniniwala si Gatchalian na may positibong epekto sa may mga mag-aaral sa mga low-risk areas ang harapang pakikipag-ugnay yan ng mga mag-aaral sa kanilang kapwa-estudyante. Makakatulong naman sa mental health ng mga estudyante ang pakikipag-ugnayan nila sa kanilang mga kapwa mag-aaral kapag natuloy na ang face-to-face classes, lalo na sa low-risk areas. Sa pamamagitan din ng limited face-to-face classes, maaaring makatanggap ang mga mag-aaral ng sapat na paggabay mula sa kanilang mga guro, ani Gatchalian. Ipinunto ni Gatchalian na bukod sa pagbibigay ng edukasyon, ang mga paaralan ay may mga programa rin para sa kalusugan, proteksyon at kapakanan ng mga mag-aaral na maaari lamang maibigay sa kanila kapag nakaroon na ng face-to-face classes. Higit na mahalaga ang pagtugon sa mga programang ito ngayon, panahon ng pandemya, ani Gatchalian. Muriring binigyang diin ng chairman ng Senate Committee on Basic Education, Arts and Culture na base sa mga pag-aaral na ginawang ng Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sa Estados Unidos, Public Health Agency ng Northern Ireland at University of Warwick sa Inglaterra, mas malaki ang posibilidad na mahawa ang mga kabataan sa mga komunidad kaysa sa mga paaralan, kaya posible ang pagsasagawa ng face-to-face classes basta ipagpatuloy lamang ang health protocols tulad ng pagsuot ng mask, physical distancing, regular na paghuhugas ng kamay at disinfection. E dinagdag ni Gatchalia na ang ligtas na pagbabalik eskwela ay dapat magsimula sa mga itunuturing na low-risk areas ayon sa mapang COVID-19 tracker ng University of the Philippines. May mahigit na 400 na mga munisipalidad ang walang aktibong kaso ng COVID-19 buhat noong Pebrero 9. Ayan. So, keep it up, mga guro at mag-aaral. And on another news, Mayon Canlaon also closely being monitored. Ayan, meron na naman yatang sasabog na bulkan, tita.
Hopefully not.
Wag naman.
Yeah. Ayan, we have another news from Philippine Star. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council said the public should be alert and vigilant as three volcanoes, Taal, Mayon, and Canlaon continue to show signs of activity.
Oh, no.
Oh my God.
Mm-mm.
Alert level 1 is maintained over these three active volcanoes, which means that they are in abnormal condition, according to the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, or PhilVox.
Mm-mm.
Just give me one moment. Because these are active volcanoes, even at alert level 1, our local government units must remain focused and alert. Deputy Spokesman Mark Timbal of NDRRMC said in Filipino at Laging Handa press briefing. In its 24-hour advisory, PhilVox said that Mayon volcano recorded one rockfall event. In Taal, there were two recorded tremors episodes that lasted 45 to 131 seconds and also weak emission of white steam-laden plumes from fumaroles that rose 10 meters in the main crater. PhilVox said that the sudden steam-driven or phreatic explosions, volcanic earthquakes, minor ash fall, and little accumulations or expulsion of volcanic gas can occur within the volcano island. Earlier this week, dozens of individuals were evacuated from Taal Volcano Island. As for Canlaon, PhilVox said that there are no volcanic earthquakes during the 24-hour observation period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's our local news. Yan. Over to you, Tita Verge.
At narito naman po ang Pinoy Pride News at iba pa. PhilAm helps in safe perseverance landing. Wow. Galing po ito sa PhilStar. A Filipino-American engineer has played a crucial role in the successful landing of NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars, the U.S. Embassy in Manila said on Friday. Galing-galing.
Yes.
Ang pangalan niya ay si... Wait, napabilis ang...
ang scrolling.
Ang scrolling. Ang pangalan niya ay Gregorio Villar III and siya ay 33 years old, was tasked to oversee the successful entry, descent, and landing of Perseverance on Mars. As we celebrate the successful landing of NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars, did you know that PhilAm engineer Gregorio Villar III helped with its safe landing as the entry, descent, and landing systems engineer of the Mars 2020 mission? The U.S. Embassy said in a post on Twitter. The NASA Perseverance rover, the NASA Perseverance rover safely landed on Mars at 3:55 p.m. Thursday Eastern Time after its 292.5 million mile journey. Wow. The agency confirmed the rover landed itself flawlessly, according to the mission's team. Percy, as the spacecraft is called at Mission Control, sent back its first images of the landing site immediately after touchdown, which showed the rover's shadow on the surface of its landing site of Jezero Crater, the CNN reported. Villar was born in the U.S. to Filipino parents. He received a NASA scholarship. He received a NASA scholarship during his junior year at the California State Polytechnic University. He had his internship at a Jet Propulsion Laboratory, or JPL, then spent 2 years doing research in astrophysics. He obtained his master's in astronautical engineering at University of Southern California. I started interning at JPL in 2010 and got hired full-time in 2012, he said in his profile. He said his childhood dream was to become an astronaut. Galing-galing. In an interview with Teleradio yesterday, Villar credited his NASA journey to his high school education in the Philippines. Oh. Lalong magaling. I thank part of my education in the Philippines for that. I studied so much in the Philippines, my foundation in math and physics because of my teachers there in high school, he said. Villar studied at the St. Louis University Laboratory High School in Baguio City. He said he was not the only Filipino who worked on the historic mission. There are other Filipinos who worked on Perseverance as well, not just me, Villar said. When asked for his advice to students interested in a similar career, Villar said, although it is a cliche, it is very important to pursue something you love. I have worked at JPL for over 12 years, and there is rarely a day that I feel like I am going to work. Galing naman talaga.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's born in America, pero nag-study siya ng high school sa Philippines.
Oo, sa Baguio.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Galing naman. Mm-hmm. So,
ang malinong bata.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Oo. Matalino kasi alam niya ka mag-high school ka dapat sa Philippines kasi ang iba naman talaga ang ano sa atin no ang the way we teach at tapos you know iba talaga eh parang mm-hmm. dito kasi sorry parang mm-hmm. dali-dali lang
dali ng pag-aaral ano
kasi sa atin diba Tita Verge during my time I don't know about your time
ganyan din
goodness gracious assignments ay, nako, to Africa my
sa amin
God.
Din tita
ganun
ano.
Pa din ba sa inyo yeah.
oo no saka ang bibigat ng libro
oo oo, oo. Oo tapos diba? may test every day
nako oo kaya talagang pasakit nga talaga.
Pasakit talaga.
Kaya yung iba, nakatapos lang ng high school, ayaw na magtuloy.
Ayaw na mag-university.
Pagod na raw sila.
Hindi kasi ang hirap talaga ng mga exams noon at saka ng mga ano, marami. Tapos may mga activities pa. On top of that, may mga assignment, take-home assignments. Like yung sa mga sa iba't ibang subjects may pananahi may
yes
oo may ano ba yung
cooking
mm-hmm. at saka
ka nanay.
At saka nung ano yung pag vertebra ano humuli kami ng palakanon
biology yun
biology ay no
experiments
entomology, mga insects.
Ay, grabe. Nakakatuwa din na pinagdaanan natin yung mga ganong.
At saka, syempre, ang mahal-mahal ng tuition. Pag hindi ka pumasok sa public at sa private ka, naku, talagang malalaglagan sa lawal ng tatay niyo.
Tama, tama.
Tapos panay ang ano, ang tawag dito, yung scolding ng parents mo pag hindi ka pumasa, ano? Naka 60% ka lang ng out of 100 ng test. Ayan. Goodness gracious.
Maraming sabon.
Yeah.
May kula pa.
May kula pa.
Maraming at lalo na pagdating talaga ng college.
Oo.
University yun, pero ang tawag sa atin college.
College. Oo.
Ay naku, pag nasa college ka din, lalong mas mahal ang tuition. Ay naku, yung pang-allowance mo, yung pagkain mo dun at pagtira mo sa
bawal
Manila.
Bawal mag-boyfriend.
Ay syempre ah.
May boarding house pa. At saka may nag-working student talaga. Ayan, naranasan ko yan.
Oo, naranasan ko
nag-working student. Ako naman, goodness, hindi namin naranasan yan. Ayaw ni mama talaga. Sabi niya, you know, I can struggle for it as long as you just do your part.
Isang sem lang naman at inayawang ko na din. Mahirap eh. Kasi mahirap. Minsan tumapasok ako, talagang puyat.
Oo.
Ako talagang apat na taon akong nag-university. Apat na taon din akong nagtatrabaho.
Nag-working student.
Oo, grabe. Kaya panggabi ang pasok ko eh. Pero isipin mo, mayroon pa akong extracurricular activities. Para ako may extrang kita, yung grupo namin, meron kaming dance troupe, we perform at luxury liner ships.
Wow! Talaga palang sansita noon pa man ay...
So maraming tips.
Oo. At saka talagang binibigyan kami ng allowance pag nagsayaw kami.
Oh,
nice. Noong mismong like say, ano man pangalan ng... basta mga first class na liners.
Mm-mm. Wow. Yung mga bigating ka pala talaga noon, tita.
Oo naman. Yes, may experience dyan si Tita Rich. At tapos na naalala ko pa when I was in university, dahil nga teacher ako. Yung outreach activities namin. Mm-hmm. I have to go to the Cebu prison to teach the sa mga tao doon
inmates ang tawag doon.
Sa mga inmates na mga simple mathematics, simple reading, ganun.
Mm-hmm. Sa amin naman yung mga yung mga elementary schools, may catechism. Ayan, pumupunta kami sa mga public schools para sa mga catechism. And community service din. Nung college naman, may mga immersion programs sa mga barangay. Ayan, wherein we teach leadership trainings. And, and sometimes, you wonder, lalo na pala nung nag-thesis kami sa University of the Philippines noon. We were assigned in one barangay sa pinakamalaking barangay sa Pilipinas, ang Bagong Silang. Kasi napakaraming lots and doon.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly they are migrants from different places in different parts of the Philippines.
Sabi mo kasi
migrants. Ay, di pala migrants. Ano ba yun? mga talaga naglumipat ng mga...
Pumunta ng Maynila para manirahan
doon.
Pinagpunta ng magulang.
Pero yun, napakaraming concern. Kasi sa mga estudyante, may pang umaga, may pang hapon. Kasi hindi kasha ang facilities ng school. As talagang yung mga bata, hindi talaga natututo ng maigi. Kaya maganda talaga na yung mga guro ay babigyan ng assistance din. At buti na lang tinaasan na sila ng sahod.
Oo.
Diba? Yun.
Dapat lang talaga.
Mahirap talaga magturo din. Lalo na yung mga maramihan. Mga 60 plus sa isang sa isang klase. Eh dito parang mga 20 lang ba o mga 40?
30. May 30. Yan. Ano na yun? Talagang reklamo na yung mga teachers kasi hindi na daw yung quality
healthy
teaching. Hindi na. Sa atin sana na experience nila sa atin.
Grabe na.
Grabe sa atin talaga. Ayan.
Naku, ay malapit na naman tayong matapos.
Mag-greetings muna ikaw, Tita Verge.
Oo, sige. Binabati. Binabati po namin muli ang mga nag-birthday. Siyempre, si Abby, nag-turn 50 siya last Saturday. naku naman, itong 50-year-old na ito, eh, may sayaw pa siyang pang-bagets talaga, may ganyan-ganyan pa.
Talaga, and pang airwaves yung 50 mo, Abby, ha?
Oh,
50 ka last!
Pero hindi, kung tingnan mo siya, sa araw na hindi siya 50, kasi nga, meron pa siyang sayaw na talagang pang-bagets.
Pang-30.
Oo, o pang-30.
Binabawi ni Tita Virginie.
Ayan. Kaya, ano nga, sino pa nga bang may birthday sa February? Kayo na nga magpatuloy, nabisto na ako eh.
Magpasalamat ka kaya sa luncheon mo kanina. Nag-lunch ka kanina. Ano, sa Sorrento ba yun o no?
Ah, hindi, kahapon yun.
Kahapon,
kagabi yun.
Oh, ayan. Oh, oh. Sa mga, ano oh, yung affair na yun? Oh, kasi fundraising yun.
Ladies yun.
Anyway, from me, naubusan si Tita Rich ng greetings normally.
Hindi, tsaka malapit na eh. 3 minutes na lang.
Hindi ah?
Oh, tingnan mo, 5:12.
5:12.
Yeah.
Di ba 20 past tayo?
Hindi, 15 past.
Tita Rich, kailan yan kailan ba yan nag-iba? Kailan ba yan na iba? Ano ka dyan? Anyways, happy birthday po. Sabi nga ni Tita Rich, sa lahat na nagsiselebrate sa inyong mga karawan. Kaya lang po, I have to specially mention my cousin, Daineri Tabuena. Happy birthday po, Daineri. You're always been there with us. You're just like a sister to us. And of course, I want to say thank you to the Samutsari TMP dance troupe, dancers, for a very productive and fun dance rehearsal yesterday. So the Samutsari TMP dance group will have an upcoming event on the 21st of March in Marlboro Park in Glenfield. COVID permitting, of course. Ayan. So, the event should be, at this point, will be from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've kindly invited the Filipino. This is a race relations event, by the way. So, and as always, just a friendly reminder again to our listeners, our community Zumba classes are still ongoing. Again, COVID permitting. Zumba sessions are of the following days, time, and venues. Mondays and Wednesdays, 6:15 p.m., Meadowood Community House, 55 Meadowood Drive, sa Answorth po yan. Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Holy Cross Church Hall, Tullaville Road in Henderson. Now, please call me if you have any questions, 021-191-0508. And, of course, all classes are donation basis of gold coin per person, per class. And ako po yung your kind Zumba instructor.
Kaya pag samantalahan po ninyo, kasi
yes.
$2 coin lang yun.
$2.
Eh, isang oras kang lalaglagan ng pawis, mananakit ang likod, ang legs, kung minsan ayaw gumalaw yung toes.
At saka maganda yan. Health is wealth, sabi niya.
Yes.
Totoo yan. Ayan, Joe, over to you.
Well, wala naman akong babatiin. So, patuloy po kayo makinig sa aming programa, Samutsari. You can also listen to our broadcasting in real time or our save copy of our program from our player link to your desktop or on MP3. Listen to Samutsari on air every Sunday at online www.planetaudio.org.nz/samut. Ayan. Yan.
Samutsari.
Samutsari. Yeah.
And syempre pa, yung sa Facebook, Jo, banggitin mo na ulit.
Syempre, yung Facebook natin ay you can find us online. Just type in Samutsari at Planet at 104.6 Planet FM. Ayan po.
Yeah.
Ayan. At uulitin ko po ang pasasalamat sa mga nagpakain sa akin ng lugaw kani.
Hindi kasi makalimutan ang lugaw.
Oo, dahil nakakalimutan ang oras eh.
you have 4 minutes.
Oo. Maraming salamat, Jimmy and Gigi, sa pagkasarap-sarap na. Ano na nga ang pangalan ng kinain ko?
Aros kaldo, Tita.
Aros kaldo, lugaw kasi. Lugaw kasi. Eh, masarap kasi talaga eh. Kaya mabuti na lang wala na akong biyanan. Otherwise, lahat ng biyanan na ako nakalimutan. At syempre pa, Abby and Jomai, salamat na muli. At masayang-masayang araw ko ngayon.
Yes.
Kahit na na-traffic ako papunta at pabalik.
Dahil sa lugaw.
Dahil sa lugaw, tumatagaktak ang pawis.
Okay lang yan.
Yan. Ay, yan. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Hanggang sa muli.
Yes, ayan. So, from me, of course, thank you, Susan Shedwick, for always listening to our program. And of course, si Ate Lulit, pasensya ka na, Ate Lulit. Parang we kind of forget to mention you always listening and you always there for us, of course. Yung mga long time avid fan ni Tita Verge. Yeah. Yes, and my good friend Susan Shadwick. Ayan, sabi nga ni Tita Verge, natapos na naman po ang ating programa. So kami po ay magpapaalam na sa ngayon, but we will see you again next Sunday, Facebook and through the airwaves. Same time and same place. Ingat po kayong lahat. Stay safe, happy, and healthy. This is Manang Trini saying goodbye for now at magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Please keep tracking and tracing. Use your phone. Scan those QR codes. Let us all stay safe from COVID. Ayan, over to you, Joe.
Thank you very much for listening to our program today, and we'll see you again last day of February next week.
Yes,
our last Sunday.
Oh,
ayan, nako, matatapos na naman ang
Sangbuan.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you again and stay tuned for more updates.
Yes, maraming salamat po. Bye-bye, ingat.
At syempre pa po, mayroon tayong mga special guests next week. Surprise po yan.
Surprise, yes. Stay tuned!
Wala namang perfecto, basta magpakatotoo. Oh. Kapay at pagmamahalang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kung sino ka man talaga. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo. Ibang-ibang Pinoy, huwag kang matatakot. Ipag-malaki mo. Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili. Wala sa'yo'y mangyayari.